In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Thank God it's Friday. It's a phrase that we all like to use after a long week of work. And we usually say it with a smile on our face and a little joy in our hearts and voices. Thank God it's Friday. Say it with me. Thank God it's Friday. Do you think Jesus had that same thought and those same words this Friday that we call good? Not the whole time, of course. There was much pain and agony. Agony of the body with the scourging and the whipping and the nails. Agony of the soul, being forsaken by his father and being forsaken and mocked by the people. The reproaches that the church says this day go this way. What have I done to you, O my people? Where have I offended you? Answer me. For I have raised you up out of the prison of sin and death, and you have delivered up your Redeemer to be scourged. I have redeemed you from the house of bondage, and you've nailed your Savior to the cross. Oh, my people. No smiling there. No joy. But there were other times on the cross that I think he did have that smile and that joy. I think he smiled when the thief on the cross next to him asked for Jesus to remember him in his kingdom. Words of faith. A sinner turned from his wicked ways to Jesus, his Savior. We know from the scriptures that there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. These were words that were music to Jesus' ears. As beautiful to him on the cross as the song of birds are in our ears these spring days. So I think that perhaps that may have brought a smile to Jesus' lips that Good Friday. When he was assured that the newest child of God that he had just heard repentance from would be remembered in that kingdom, a little joy in the midst of pain. And then I think there was another time. At the end of the long, cruel hours on the cross, after the scourging and the mocking, the whipping and the taunting were past, when it was dark and still and everything there was just waiting for death, Jesus cried out, "It is finished." Little children smile when they are finished working on a project or a drawing and present it to their parents or grandparents. "Look, Papa, it's finished." School children smile when they finish an assignment or a test at the end of the school year. "It's finished." Adults smile when a project at work is completed. "It is finished." It is good to have work completed. So too for Jesus. All that he came to do for you is now completed. There is nothing left to be done for your forgiveness and salvation. For Jesus, it was a 33-year project. His conception and growth in the womb, his birth in Bethlehem, his flight into Egypt and childhood in Nazareth, obedient to his parents in every way. Then his baptism and his public ministry, his miracles and teaching, His healing and feeding and raising the dead and praying, he knew it would end this way. He kept telling his disciples, no one would take his life from him. He would lay it down of his own accord so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So he allows himself to be arrested. He showed first that he had no power over him. At his word, they all helplessly fell to the ground. But then he withdraws his power and he permits it to happen. The lamb has to be bound and led to the slaughter. And so, like a lamb, he opens not his mouth. He is silent, not defending himself or accusing others. On Jesus lay all the sins of the world. On Jesus, your sins are laid. He is stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He is hated by the men in this world. He is despised and rejected, but not by his Father. For just at his baptism, and just at his transfiguration, he says, this is my beloved Son. I am well pleased in him. For in him is the salvation of the world. Jesus is the high priest, who has now become the sacrifice, the shepherd who has become the lamb, the one who spared from death all the firstborn in Israel and Egypt, is the firstborn slaughtered in their place. No blood would protect him. Instead, his blood would protect you. He is pierced, not stoned. For he would be lifted up from this earth in his death. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. He is crushed for your iniquities, crushed for every careless word you have ever uttered, every lie you have ever hurled to inflict pain, for every vile, hateful, lustful thought that you ever had. Every time you have passed by another in need or looked the other way, for every selfish action, he has died. For your heart and mine, blackened by sin and evil desires. For your bearing his name and then living like you didn't. For every sin that we think no one else knows about and that we think doesn't hurt anyone. He died for. So Jesus is Israel's water in the wilderness. He is now given sour wine to drink. The one who is the bread of life is starved of his life. He who is the light of the world hangs in the darkness of death. Now it is done. Thank God it is Friday. It is finished. The sacrifice, the atonement is done for. He dies, you live. You are redeemed, you are saved. And he wouldn't have it any other way. It is worth it to him. You are worth it. All the pain, all the agony, all the mocking, all the death, it means life for you. So that you might be with him in paradise. Take all of the love that people talk about in this world, put it all together. It is nothing compared to the Father's love for you. The Father who gives his Son for you, the Son who lays down his life for you, and the Spirit who gives the life of his Son for you. It's all for you. It always has been. The promise made to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is fulfilled. The great sacrifice is done. Satan is done for. By the tree of the cross, death has been overcome so that you might have life. And so I think Jesus smiled when he said, it is finished. He hangs there victorious for you. That is why he came, for this moment. You are his. So he breathes his last, and he hands his spirit over to you, and he trusts you into his Father's hands. And because he did, you too can breathe your last breath in confidence and entrust yourself into the Father's hand. And tonight you can leave this place with a smile on your face. Thank God it's Friday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith to Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.